Lesson 5, Track 10.
I've been on vacation for the last 3 weeks, and it's been so much fun. I can't believe that I only have 3 days to go until I have to go back to work. Doesn't seem fair. I'm in Paris at the moment, and the best part of the trip has to be the food. The food here is incredibly delicious. I've never had food this nice back home. Everything over here is amazing. The wine is extraordinarily rich. The cheeses are so creamy, and the pastries are just divine. One surprising thing I've found is the price of the hotels. The hotel rooms over here are profoundly expensive. They're more than double what they are back home. What are some other things? Oh yeah, I saw the Eiffel Tower. It's immensely tall. I went up to the top, and the view is great. You can see incredibly far. I was even able to see my hotel. Paris has been great, but I've spent quite a long time waiting for different things. When I checked into my hotel, I had to wait for a little while because my room was being cleaned. Also, when I went to the Louvre, I had to wait for over 3 hours to see the Mona Lisa because some paintings were being moved around or replaced. Also, I wasn't able to go inside Notre Dame Cathedral because it was being restored. That was a little annoying. Before I came to Paris, I was in Germany. While I was in Munich, I had difficulty ordering in restaurants because German words are somewhat difficult to pronounce and some of them are quite long too. Also, I was genuinely surprised by the size of the beer glasses. They were unbelievably big. This was my first time trying German beer, and I have to say that German beer is considerably better than American beer. There are just so many types. One problem, though, was the price. Beer is shockingly expensive. I paid about $20 for just one Stein. Back home, that would only be like $4 or $5. The other countries I visited were Russia and Italy. Russia was okay. The food there was quite good, and nothing there was tremendously expensive, but it was awfully cold. Russian is seriously hard to read, so I had quite a lot of difficulty communicating with people. Italy, on the other hand, was fantastic. The food was amazingly fresh, the old towns were in remarkably good condition, and people were super friendly, and best of all, the language was fairly easy to read. This has been a really great trip, and I hope that I can come back to Europe soon. Now, I've only got 3 days left. I wonder what I should spend them doing. Should I hang out in Paris, or should I go over to London? Or maybe I should go to Sicily. Decisions, decisions.